The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
12 years after Phil Hogan abolished town councils, they're set to return in a more modest form as municipal councils. An expert group has recommended creating these new local councils across 31 local authorities, including in cities. And joining me now to discuss this is Derek Mooney, Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist. Good evening to you, Derek. Do you think this is a good idea 12 years on?
It was a bad idea to get rid of them 12 years ago, so therefore it's a good idea to reverse that and admit you got it wrong. I don't think when you get into the detail, and in fairness, this is just a report, it's just a recommendation. It isn't the final draft of this, but I don't think it's as much as it looks on first sight. I'd be a little disappointed because it doesn't mean a return of local councillors, a return of local representation. What it basically does is just move some officials from the county council level to a municipal level. No, it does bring some responsibilities down. It does bring some of the decision-making down closer to the ground, and that's always a positive. But it'll be the same councillors. It'll be county councillors just reconfigured onto municipal councils, as well as doing their duties on the county council. And most importantly, while it's devolving some power down from the county council to the municipal council, it's actually taking very little power from central government back down to county council level. I think it may be on local transport and the local link.
This reminds me a little bit, Derek, of changing from health boards to the HSE and then the talk about going back again. Is there any point to any of this if they don't have power and purpose, I suppose? And we're seeing already a degree of, I suppose, infighting in Limerick after the elected mayor was brought in there because of perhaps power structures are not clear about who is in charge of what. Is that not the danger here as well? And was that not always part of the problem?
That will be a huge part of the problem. And the idea of one of the things was when it moved from the health boards to the HSE and then back around again, one of the things then was the amount of systems that had to be changed around and the amount of technology that didn't match. And you see this even when companies merge, that system doesn't fit with this system, and a lot of money gets spent on designing new IT systems. In terms of this one, I don't think it should be as difficult because it'll be within councils and devolving it down, so it'll be within the existing structure. So that shouldn't be as big an obstacle, but there's no doubt there will be problems. But the devil is in the detail. And what you see in Limerick, I'm one of the people who said beforehand, I didn't think the Limerick situation wasn't going to work because there wasn't a clear definition of responsibilities and there wasn't a clear delineation of the who answered to whom. Also, you didn't see power devolved down. It's when you have, I mean, we have a very, very weak system of local government. I think I've seen one figure there says that of national spend of government, about 8% of it is done in through local authorities here. That's probably an overestimation. Whereas across Europe, the average is about 25-30%. So in terms of the local government structure we have, that's already weak. It's already the very, very limited power. Even within a council, most of the power resides with the county manager or the city manager. The councillors have effectively just been consulted. So,
and is that just the historical setup of our local government and our local councillors, Derek? Because it seems to me it's always been like that, but I don't see how it would change. Because even when TDs and government talk about, you know, getting local government to do more, yeah, actually devolving power to them is like asking them to turkeys vote for Christmas.
Yeah, well, there's an argument that says, well, that councillors are quite happy with the situation at the moment now, just that they have the, I won't say prestige, but they're on councils, they're doing stuff, but they don't have to take the blame. So when things go wrong, they can always point up to the minister, or they can point at this one or point at that one. But right across Europe and most other jurisdictions, what you found is when the power went down there, then you got more people interested in realising, hang a second, if I do get on the local council, if I do run for council, I can actually do something. One of the problems here, as I said again, which is we went from having, I think, about 1,600, 1,700 councillors. So they were about 700 town councillors and about 950, actually maybe a little bit fewer, county councillors. We went down to just having the 950 county councillors. We got rid of a layer of local government, and these were essentially part-time. But even having that is good, because if you compare us, like for example, like Denmark has twice as many councillors, local councillors, as we have per head of the population. Go to Finland, it's nearly 10 times. Now, they have less centralised systems. So there isn't as much power in local, in national
government. Yeah, but isn't that the nub of the thing, that they have less centralised systems? So we don't want just a layer of bureaucracy sitting out there at great expense unless it's actually going to have some kind of a purpose.
And that's, and therefore the power has to follow that. And therefore you need to have power devolved, particularly from the Customs House, but not exclusively from there, to local authorities. And councillors then become answerable to that. So that at a local election, after 5 years, you can actually judge locally what your councillor did. And in terms of what they did on planning, what they did on development, etc., rather than councillors being constantly able to say, no, that's nothing to do with us, that's Dublin making those decisions, somebody somewhere else is always making these decisions, it's not me. So that's that we're going to have to kind of bite the bullet on that. But what one thing is careful is that we have, with what we have, a census next year. So that census is probably going to recommend more TDs. Now, I think it's going to be very, very hard to sell the idea of more TDs and then at the same time saying, but we're not going to give power down to the local government. So I think I think there should be a balanced relationship in this. So I wouldn't just take this reform and a return of municipal councils without municipal councillors, which I don't really see the point in that. But then at the same time saying that we're probably going to have another 10, 15 more TDs in 2 or 3 years' time when the next election takes place. So we do this thing that was promised back in 2012, getting rid of the local authorities was supposed to be part of an overall across government restructuring. So the government was also promising, was also intending to get rid of the Shannon, but it was going to have a refocusing and a recalibration of power. Obviously, none of that ever happened. No. The Shannon referendum was defeated, and I was one of part of the group of people who campaigned against getting rid of the Shannon. And voters kind of responded to that, because the message voters were sent back then was, have fewer politicians. And the voters went to the ballot box and, bizarrely enough, said, no, we actually don't want fewer politicians, we want better politicians.
All right, look, thank you for that insight into all of that. That is Derek Mooney there, Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.